at St. Peter's. We're going to spend a few minutes thinking about that Bible reading. Let's ask God to help us as we do that. Our loving Father, we thank you that you speak to us even this morning. You want us to hear you telling us about Jesus. So please give us hearts and minds to hear your voice to us today. And we pray that by your grace you'd help us to respond to Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen. Now, think for a moment of your best friends. Okay, maybe 3, 4, 5 best friends. If you could ask them to do one thing for you, what would you ask them to do? I wonder what it would be. Now, imagine that you've had an accident and you've injured your spinal cord and you can't walk anymore. You can't run, you can't jump, you can't do anything for yourself. You need other people to help you do everything. Now, what do you think you'd want more than anything else in the whole wide world? You'd want to walk again, wouldn't you? You'd want your legs to be strong and to work again. Well, there was once a paralyzed man who had some amazing friends. His friends heard that a man called Jesus was visiting their town. So they helped their friend onto a mat and they carried him all the way to the house where Jesus was staying. As they got near, they could see that the house was crammed, packed with people. They were leaning through the windows, they were crowding around the doors. There was no way they could get in to that door, into that house. What are we going to do? They asked each other. We can't get to Jesus through into this house. Come on, says one of them. I've got an idea. So suddenly, the man finds himself being carried on a mat up the stairs on the side of the house and onto the roof. They put him down on the roof and they start to tear off the roof. They start to tear off bits from the top of the roof, the tiles and the battens, and they all start to fall down on Jesus and all the other people standing around there. And the hole gets bigger and bigger, and as more bits of the roof start falling down, and then what on earth are you doing? What do you think you're doing up there? I don't know. That's enough. That's enough. I think the hole's big enough now, say his friends. And carefully, they attach some ropes to this corners of the mat, and they start to lower him down, making sure that one doesn't go quicker than the other, because that would tip him off, wouldn't it? They have to go very carefully, steadily, down and down and down. And right there in front of Jesus, he lands there in front of Jesus. Jesus looks up at the friends. You can imagine them peering down through the hole they've just made in the roof. Jesus looks up at them and he sees their faces full of expectation and hope. They know that Jesus can heal their friend. They know that Jesus can get him up and walking again. And then he can get a job. He can get himself a girlfriend. He can get married. He can have a family. And so Jesus, he looks at the man and he says, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Can you imagine the shock and disappointment? The guy's looking down, "What? What do you mean his sins are forgiven? He needs to get up and walk. What are you talking about? Sins are forgiven. He needs healing." Let's pause for a moment. Let's pause for a moment and think about this for a minute or two. I want you to imagine that Phil here has done something very, very bad. All right. It may not be very hard for Lucy to imagine that, but He has rebelled against his king. He's rebelled. And he set up his own kingdom. The kingdom of Phil. And he thinks he rules this kingdom. He's rejected the government and the queen. And so Phil is arrested. And he's thrown in prison. He's thrown in prison for the rest of his life. But in prison, Phil is very, very sorry for what he's done. And he spent his whole time there reading books and learning about Her Majesty the Queen. And he discovered that she has something called the Royal Prerogative of Mercy. She really does. And that means she has the authority to forgive anyone who has done a crime in this country. So, he sits down and he starts to write to Her Majesty. And then he posts the letter. Here's the letter. To Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Windsor Castle, Castle Hill, Windsor, SL41PD. He's got the address right. Let's see what he's written, shall we? Right, here we are. HM Prison, Hawkenbury. Your Majesty, I am very, very sorry for rejecting you and setting up my own kingdom. I know that you are very kind and have the power and authority to forgive me. Please forgive me, and I will do my best to love and obey you all the days of my life. Your humble servant, Phil Pedder, prisoner number 253-0475. Well, Her Majesty receives the letter, and a few weeks later, the jailer comes along with his big bunch of big keys. And he's carrying with him a very important looking document. And he comes to Phil's cell and he opens up the document. Let's just pop those down for a minute. Let's get this the right way round. There we are, that way round. So there we are. Royal coat of arms on this very important document. And it's headed Windsor Castle with a royal crest. Dear Philip, using the power and authority of my royal prerogative of mercy, I hereby forgive you of all your crimes. You are free to leave prison. I ask that you now use your life for the good of others and in the service of my kingdom, your sovereign, Her Majesty the Queen.
Hooray!
So, the jailer gets his big bunch of keys, and he finds the biggest one, because it was the biggest lock that it was needed. And he unlocks Phil, and lets him go free. He can leave jail now. He can lead a new life, following the command of the Queen. Now, you may be glad to know that the Queen doesn't often use her royal prerogative of mercy, but she really does have the authority to forgive crimes because she is the Queen. Now, let's go back to our paralyzed man lying there in front of Jesus. Jesus says to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But the religious leaders are furious. Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. He's telling lies about God. Who can forgive sins but God alone? No one can forgive sins except for God. The Queen could forgive Phil because he sinned against her and her kingdom. But when we live our lives ignoring God and his kingdom, we sin against God. So you can't forgive my sins, and I can't forgive your sins. Only God can forgive us. And so Jesus turns to the religious leaders and he says, well, look, which is easier? To say to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? Well, which would be easier for you? Well, actually, they're both as hard as each other, aren't they? You can't forgive sins because you're not God. And you can't make a paralyzed man walk. But Jesus can do both because he is God. So he says, I want you to know that the Son of Man, that's Jesus' name for himself, that I have authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. So the man got up, took his mat and walked out in full view of them all. And they were all amazed. Every year, the Queen gives a Christmas speech, as you'll remember. And here's what she said in 2011.
Jesus was born into a world full of fear. The angels came to frighten shepherds with hope in their voices. Fear not, they urged. We bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Although we are capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a saviour with the power to forgive. Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families, it can restore friendships, and it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love.
It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love. Do you know that power in your own life? Do you know what it is to be forgiven by God, to be reconciled to him, to be at peace with him? You know, don't you, that everything is not right in your life? You know the wrong things you've done. And it may be that you feel very bad about them. But Jesus says to you this morning, I am willing to forgive all your sins. The Queen went on in that same Christmas message to say this.
In the last verse of this beautiful carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, there's a prayer. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. It is my prayer that on this Christmas day, we might all find room in our lives for the message of the angels and for the love of God through Christ our Lord.
It is my prayer, says the Queen, that we might find room in our lives for the message of the angels and the love of God through Christ our Lord. And that, my friends, is my prayer for each one of you this morning, that you will discover the love and the mercy and the forgiveness of Jesus in your life and be enabled to live a life of joyful service to him and to one another. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you that you are always faithful, merciful, and forgiving. We thank you that in Jesus, we discover your power to forgive. We ask, Heavenly Father, that as we now turn to him, you would forgive us for all our wrongdoing. Forgive us for living life as though you were not there, for pursuing our own dreams and goals. And Father, we thank you that as we turn to you, you really do forgive us and give us a fresh start. Please help us to live lives that love, follow, and obey you, so that we might live the fullness of our humanity and serve one another. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.